This is a data lead indicating follow-up progress note. Patient name Wiley, W-I-L-E-Y, John, J-O-H-N, date of birth 2/21/1938, place future case Antown, date of service 11/5/2023. Follow-up progress note, history of present illness, and this is a 85-year-old gentleman with multiple medical problems and dementia, cardiomyopathy, COPD, and ambulatory dysfunction. He's a dependent on his ADL, has been admitted here for continuation of care and management. Today he has no shortness breath, no cough, no congestion. He still admit to continue smoke. He doesn't want to quit smoking. Risk explained. Rural system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising, neuro, no syncope, physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, forgetful, memory is impaired, he's disoriented, blood pressure is 100 over 62, pulse 64, temperature 96.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse ox 96%, blood sugar 134, head edema, anemic, and ectaric, no urine discharge, neck supple, no JVD, chest non tender, lungs, no wheezing, heart test, S2, abdomen is soft, non tender, bowel past, extremity, no edema, neuro, he's awake, he's forgetful, disoriented, generalized weakness, ambulatory dysfunction. Medications reviewed, assessment, patient has been admitted. The continuation of care, he has a significant cardiomyopathy, status post ICD placement, nexlens CHF, nexlens paroxysmal AFib, nexlens ambulatory dysfunction, nexlens HIV disease, nexlens history of CKD. Plan of care, I have reviewed all his medications. At this point, we'll continue his current medications. No other news she reported, no need to change any medication at this point. The recent lab, magnesium level 2.3, sodium 143, potassium 5.0, chloride 109, CO2 29, glucose level 92, BUN is 30, cadmium 1.3, calcium 9.2. Patient is stable. Next patient is also care plan. I have the patient doctor came to visit him today. I have discussed with her regarding patient plan of care and management. All her questions were answered to her satisfaction. Next patient is Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Franklin, F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N, date of birth 8/29/1956, place, future case, Antown, date of service 11/5/2023. This is a follow-up progress note. Patient seen today for follow-up at the nursing home. Patient denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills, no recent seizure reported. The lab being monitored, the lantern level being monitored, they have been therapeutic. And review of system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, generalized weakness, ambulatory dysfunction, neuro, he's awake, no syncope. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, to interim 3, blood pressure 120 over 73, pulse 70, temperature 97.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 98%, blood sugar 197. Head edema, anemic, eyes and ectaric, neck supple, JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowels on past, extremities, no edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro, he's awake, alert, interim 3, his left side weakness from the previous stroke, his ambulatory dysfunction due to stroke. Assessment, patient has a CVA, the left side weakness, next in ambulatory dysfunction, next in hypertension, next in seizure disorder. A recent lab we did at the nursing rehab. The lantern level is 14.8, is therapeutic, chemistry, sodium 143, potassium 3.9, chloride 108, CO2 28, glucose 74. Labs are stable. Discuss with the patient, discuss with the nursing staff, will continue all his current medication. No new issue reported. Thank you. Next patient is Ruiz, R-U-I-Z, Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. Date of birth 4/8/1947, place, future case, Antown, date of service 11/5/2023. Patient seen today at follow-up at the nursing rehab. Patient has Wernicke encephalopathy, alcohol abuse, generalized weakness with ambulatory dysfunction, obesity. Today when I saw her, she's lying in the bed, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion. Feels stiffness in her hand, but it denies any other complaint. An examination, she is awake, alert, cooperative. Blood pressure 130 over 66, pulse 78, temperature 7.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse 98%, neck supporting JVD chest, non tender lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart tenderness, two abdomen soft, non tender bowels from past extremity, trace edema, no calf tenderness. In neuro, she is awake and alert, cooperative. Recent labs, magnesium level. BUN 15 creatinine, BUN 15 and potassium is 4.4. Medication reviewed assessment. Patient has been admitted for continuation of care. He has a generalized weakness, respiratory dysfunction, action vernic encephalopathy, action history of PE, history of neuropathy, and history of cervical radiculopathy. Plan of care will continue with all her current medications. Medication reviewed, lab reviewed. Because patient feeling stiffness in the hand is musculoskeletal in nature, will apply Asper cream twice a day to both hands. That will help her and will continue to monitor. Next patient is Dr. D-U-C-K-E-T-T, D-U-C-K-E-T-T, Dr. Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L. Date of birth 4/9/1948. Place, future case, Sandtown Nursing Home. Date of service 11/5/2023. Patient seen today at the nursing rehab for a follow-up. In the rehab, patient has been doing well. He has no complaint. He's lying in the bed. He has ambulatory dysfunction. He has a traumatic brain injury resulting in ambulatory dysfunction. He has a cognitive impairment, dementia. At present, he has no complaint, no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. On examination, he is awake, alert but forgetful and disoriented and confused. His blood pressure is 112 over 65, pulse 68, temperature 96.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse 98%. Neck supple, JVD chest, non tender lungs, clear, heart SNS2 abdomen, soft, non tender bowels from past extremities, chronic dermatitis, both legs, no edema, neuro, he's awake and alert but forgetful and disoriented. Assessment, patient has traumatic brain injury, neck and right side weakness, neck and seizure disorder, neck and ambulatory dysfunction, neck and dementia, neck and chronic dermatitis, lower extremity, neck and dysarthria due to previous brain injury, history of GERD, history of DVT. Plan of care, at present will continue all his current medications. I have reviewed the medicine, the lab reviewed by me, recent Dalentin level. Therapeutic is 13.5. No need to change in the medication for seizure. Also, his basic metabolic plan, sodium 137, potassium 4.4, calorie 105, CO 27, glucose 252, BUN 15, creatinine 0.5, calcium level 8.5. Will continue all his current medications. Keep on discuss with the patient and the nursing staff. This is the end of the medication. Thank you.